This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Wednesday. Hi, guys.
Hump day.
Hey. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, I still can't get my sleep pattern back, but other than that, I am
great. 2 weeks will really screw with you. I had a tough night last night, too.
That's just so stupid.
I know.
I got in bed at 10.
Oh, what? Why?
Because I just wasn't ready to sleep. I'd been staying up over vacation, especially the last week.
Yeah.
Because I'd basically said, I can't go down to the beach. It's just too packed.
Yeah.
So I just decided to sleep in, which felt great. I mean, sleeping in for me is 8, not 12, but still.
Right. Yeah, it gets it gets easier and easier to stay up late the longer you sleep, and that's what that's the problem, you know. So and then you're like, okay, well, let's watch one more show, and then all of a sudden it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You're like, so what? I don't have to get up tomorrow, and then. You know, next thing you know, you're trying to get up for your 4 o'clock wake up time, and it gets harder and harder, man. You know.
Yep. So anyway, everything's cool though. I had a good day. I hung out with my youngest all day.
Mm. So my shift was
extra.
Your shift,
as they say,
was amazing. You getting overtime for that or what?
Yeah. Yes.
Time and a half.
time and a half for a double shift.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we did that. You know what I meant to talk to you about?
What?
I don't know when I was going to talk to you about it, but I guess now is as good a time as
any. One of those
any.
Things on the list, sure.
You know how you bought your youngest some kind of e-bike, but it's actually sort of
for
powerful?
Me? Oh, yes, sure, right.
Okay. For you.
Yep. That's the only one I ride anymore. I love it so much.
Oh, is that right? So yeah. You guys met Billy, one of the kids I grew up with.
Yes.
One of the, I mean, he's a man now, but you know, we grew up together. So anyway, he lives down south, and he was telling me that every kid rides e-bikes down there.
Oh.
Every kid, to the beach even. And I was like, okay, so when we
Where
grew up.
Where does he live exactly?
He lives in Orange County.
Okay.
Exactly, he lives in San Clemente.
All right. So that's on the beach, isn't it, San Clemente?
It's very much so. But,
so they could actually walk to the beach, but who would if you had
Think they could. I think I'm not down there, but my theory is these kids are all choosing to ride bikes, e-bikes, instead of getting their license.
You know,
it's allowing them to ride much farther distances.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Much more easily, and they find themselves able to do that instead of dealing with car insurance, gas, and all the stuff that it comes with.
Well, if you can commute to your job on an e-bike, you know, wouldn't you?
I mean, I don't know. I know as a kid, and I, actually as a little kid, we had to take the bus because we weren't close enough to ride a bike. But
oh, goodness, someone's yelling in the background.
Mm, yeah,
are they okay?
Is everyone all right?
Hasselhoff just wants to rant.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
He's in the news today.
but as I moved out on my own and was able to live really close to the beach, we would get beater bikes because you figured someone's going to steal this thing.
Right.
Eventually,
I'm
losing the thing. He said there's 50-plus bikes at every surf spot all e-bikes, all $2,000 plus, and they're just, that's
how
what they ride.
How are they getting there? But, so I don't understand how they're transporting a surfboard there.
Like or this.
Under their arm.
Oh. Yep.
Damn, that seems so dangerous. One gust of wind and you are over. And no, those bikes are heavy. Like, I actually wiped out over vacation on my.
Oh, now this is what. Okay, let's hear this.
Well, it was very low speed.
Were you doing jumps in the front yard?
No, I wasn't.
You know what we used to do? We'd make jumps. Like, you'd have to clear the jump and get to the landing side. Those were the ones.
Yeah, that's
those
not,
wipeouts were spectacular.
This was more of kind of an old lady taking a tumble.
Oh,
it was, and I had a helmet on. Don't worry.
But you were doing 40 miles per hour?
No. Well, that's the thing. Luckily, I wasn't doing 40 miles per hour. It was just a dumb miscalculation on my part. So this moped that we got, and if you want to look at this bike, I mean, it's honestly, it looks like a sort of a souped up moped, right?
What brand is it again?
It's Juiced, and it's
Juiced.
A
Juiced.
Can you look? I think it's like a Scorpion something. It's a badass ride, man. It is awesome. It's.
And I know you have specialized e-bikes.
I do, and I love, honestly, it's funny because since the accident, I haven't ridden that bike because it's so heavy. It's got to weigh 100 pounds. It's like, it's difficult even just to get it up and into the shed that we keep it in. Huh. So where the specialized is just a bike. It's
right.
It's awesome.
It's juicescorpion.com.
Juicescorpion.com?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this bike it's very cool, and it has a throttle on it, so you don't even have to pedal. It really isn't, it's not a bike.
It is a moped, like
right.
you
it's
just
a,
said.
It's basically a moped. So clearly it's too much for me. So we have this really great bike path system, as many communities in this area do. I mean, honestly, we're so bike-centric here, and I think it's awesome. You know, nice wide bike path. It's a multi-use path, so there's a million people on it, right? Oh, there it is right there. And it's got the paved part. And then on the side, there's this dirt track, I guess, you know, for people who don't want to run on, you know, whatever.
And you're riding alone at this point, or you're
no,
with your family?
Just John and just
you and John. And you're John. On the moped. He's on a bike. You're cruising down the bike path. Go on.
Yes. So we pull over because for whatever reason. And as I'm trying, and so we're off the paved part onto the dirt. And in most places there, the paved part and the dirt are like this. They're pretty close, you know, pretty level with each other. And in this one particular part, the dirt's down for, there's a pretty hard edge curb on the side. So as I'm starting to get going, I'm like, I'll just pull up there. But the wheels are really fat and it just went on. And I'm going a mile an hour. It's such a crowded bike path, right? So, you know, waiting for my spot, and I go and I try to pull up and I hit the curb, but then it kind of rolls over. And then I'm just very slowly going down onto the, just slowly toppling onto the bike path. And I managed to rack up my hand, my shoulder, my hip, and my knee on my left side, and, you know, blood and everything. It was awesome. So, you know, the whole spectacular. And then
you were going one.
One. But the thing was, like, my foot got kind of caught because of the height of the curb. And so I couldn't get, like, my leg out. So I grabbed the whole weight on my hand and arm. And then the bike is really heavy. And so I just slowly, you know, crash. I don't even scratch my helmet. But, you know, and then John's got to get off his bike and pull the bike off of me.
Oh.
And then, which is awesome. And then people are stopping, like there's a crowd.
You didn't cry, did you?
Oh, no, no. Oh, in fact, it didn't hurt at all until later. Because I was like, you know, I'm like, I'm so stupid. I'm so embarrassed. And then everyone's, you know, oh, are you all right? Do you need help? I'm like, nothing hurt but my pride. It's all fine. And I get on. And then, of course, as soon as you get up and get going again, you're like, let's get the hell away from these people as fast as humanly possible. Like, I don't want
to. They know your shame.
Oh, my God, they do. It's just so, you know, there I am. I'm so cool on my, you know, badass, too heavy for me bike. Barely should be allowed on a bike path because it's just a little, you know, please.
Motorcycle.
Right. God.
Yeah, I don't
Such
know.
Such a hypocrite.
That's not the brand that he mentioned they're riding, but Specialized is a high-end bike.
Yes.
I don't think they make entry-level e-bikes.
No, they don't. They're what you get when you want something solid, and maybe if you are commuting, that would be your choice.
Yeah, that's when you want the best. But these kids are riding bikes that are in the $2,000, $1,500 range. Still
yeah,
very expensive.
That's the juiced one is absolutely that range.
Oh, okay. But I was just really surprised to hear that. And I thought, oh, well, you know what? After I thought about it for a second, I went, that's what Sarah's doing.
Yeah.
Her kid he has no license. He's riding this moped.
And wherever he goes, when he goes out, although no one's going out anywhere. Like, he's only taken it out a few times because he'll go and meet his friends at the local park. And then, you know, and he also, I'm so afraid that he's not going to lock it, Vin.
Mm.
You know?
Right. Well, that's, you know.
Because that is the first thing
that
I thought of.
That he gets it by this age.
Yeah, you would think. But I'm sure that it's the whole thing.
I mean, I'm dealing with little kids right now, and I get that part of it. They leave everything. They come back. She comes back yesterday. She's like, I'm home. Okay. And then she goes, oh, wait, I forgot. And then she lists off all the things she left at the people's house. What is wrong with you? It's only two doors down, luckily. But it's just one of those things where you just go, so you left everything there.
Vinny.
Including your shoes. You walked back here barefoot. Great.
Recall that when you were, you know, your mom used to, what did she, like, zip tie your jacket to your belt or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, there it is. Like, you know. The jacket, she goes, oh, I left my Christmas presents there. I'm like, your Christmas presents?
Which Christmas presents did you bring?
She's carrying around her, what is it, a Polaroid?
Oh, my God. Camera. She was telling me all about that.
Yeah, she's carrying around her Polaroid. Well, it's great, except, you know, we're used to being able to go and fire off 1,000 pictures of every single thing you see all day.
Because photos are free now, right?
Right. And right, exactly. Except this thing, it has film, and the film has an end. And
yes.
So she already plowed through the first thing and went, this goes too fast. Huh.
Well, when she was telling me about this Polaroid that she was getting, she said, you're only allowed to take one picture an hour. And I don't know if that's
self-imposed or real.
Yeah,
I don't know
who said that to her.
That might be her mom saying, trying to give her a way to pace herself.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, clearly she's not sticking to it. You know, right. She's already gone through the pack. But yeah, those are, you know, I don't know if it's because they're old school or just I haven't bought film for a long time, but it seems really expensive to buy Polaroid film.
Like yeah, it's a toy.
One.
You have one too?
Yeah, they're very in, I guess you can say. My friends borrow it all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like people are going back to that.
Well, the photos themselves look retro because they're like an old cruddy photo with bad flash. You know?
They're half the size of the old photos, though.
Yeah, they're really tiny.
Really?
Yeah.
The old Polaroids used to be, 2.5 by 3 inches?
That sounds about right.
I used to have an actual Polaroid when I was a kid, but it's just like a sliver. It's like a wallet size, I guess.
Oh, that seems useless.
Well,
people bring it to Disneyland all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Your camera?
My friends have, yeah. But the last time I was there, you just see people taking pictures from the castle. Just anytime I'm out and about.
Why do they want to carry that? They have
it's
their phone
extra
in their
thing
pocket.
To carry. I don't get it.
They want the look.
You can
edit
that later.
And then and then they take a picture with their phone of the picture that they took so that they can put it up.
It's
like a physical filter.
Well, now they make these little printers for your phone, which I also have that too, where you can take pictures with your phone and then you can edit the picture with whatever little printer you have as an app and make it look like a Polaroid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what?
Then print it out and take
and
a picture of that to put on Instagram.
Yep.
It.
My God.
Yeah. Friends got it.
What is going on?
It's $15 for 2 rolls. Each roll has about 10 shots.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's back to your
money.
Kid. So he's going to the park with this bike and you're hoping he doesn't leave the thing to get ripped off. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, he's almost 20. He'll be 20 in a week. So it's just, I mean, there's a lot going on there that I just clearly cannot force anything to happen.
Well, he can't go to work at the... I mean, Of all the times to push him out the door to work, now isn't it?
But honestly, I've had to reconcile myself to that, because I'm a person who, like, if something needs to be done, it needs to be done. Like, because I can't have it on my plate. I want it off my plate.
Right.
That's just, you know, I think you and I actually have that in common. Like, there's, I'm not waiting around for that to happen. That
I'm teaching my kids every day, when is the right time to do something?
Right now. And then you're done thinking about it.
And their mom over there seethes because she's the opposite. She's like, oh, you're doing that to me. No, I just can't stand it. The whole, I'm going to get up and do that in 15 minutes. What? I start to watch. I've told you this. I start to watch the clock like I'm her boss or something. Like, oh, my God, it's 16 minutes. What are you still doing sitting here?
Well, Vinny, stupid. That actually works, because I was a procrastinator as a kid. Absolutely. Who didn't wait till the last night at 11 p.m. to start their book report? You know, that stuff is for real. And as I've gotten older, though, I can't take the pressure. Like, you're not the only one who looks at the clock. John would be like, when are you going to do that thing? When's that going to happen? And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I have become, he has shaped me over the 30 years we've been together.
All right.
Into the efficient machine that I am now.
So, well, anyway, I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of things are different at the moment, not just the pandemic, but so whatever his timeline is, I'm sure it's fine. You're certainly not needing him to go earn a wage in order for you to pay your bills. So that's
true. Luckily.
No worries there.
And it says that bike goes 75 miles. That's San Francisco to Sonoma. So he can
he could actually use it to commute with if he ever had a job.
Oh, you know what's funny too? Amazing. Yesterday, this is just one of those moments where you're like, okay, I'm going to just do this and not be a wiener about it. We got this little survey thing we're supposed to answer questions for. Yeah. It was just an in-house thing, but I'm looking at it and I'm going, am I supposed to answer these like it's normal times or these times? Because
I know
none of this is really fits into my normal life, but I guess I'll just try to figure out how to answer these.
Yeah, I tried to, you know, I'm sure it's for them to pitch clients and stuff.
No, I understand. Everything's different right now than it would normally be.
You know, I just realized that, you know, we should put e-bikes down as something that, like, we definitely, like, I absolutely am all about them. You know, I didn't mention that at all.
Well, they're huge, and I didn't realize that it was such a thing. And as I've seen you sort of get into it, I just figured it's a you thing. But it turns out
it's a people thing.
Huge.
You know, the thing is, when I first started riding them, I wasn't seeing a lot of other people on, because I've had that e-bike that I borrowed from Specialized.
For years, yeah.
Right, 4 years? I don't really know how long it's been. It's been a long time. So when I first started riding it, there was some guilt attached to it, because people would, you know, you'd be just sort of powering by people who are clearly huffing and puffing and putting in the work. Mm-hmm. But I've come to realize that, you know what I'm doing? I'm actually riding a bike, which is the bottom line. I'm outside. I'm in the fresh air. I am getting some exercise. If I hit a hill, you know, it's not, I have huffed and puffed on that thing. Not on the ones with a throttle, though. Those ones are awesome. And it's just, at least I'm out, you know, and I'm enjoying a bike ride. So I feel like, look, I'm in my 50s. I'm not looking to get into street racing shape. I'm pretty close anyway. So I am just enjoying
Your story earlier really describes a hardcore biker. I think we're taking bike gang away from you. You can't use that anymore. You can't crash
critical
going
mess,
one.
Man.
No, you can't crash going one.
It happens.
Call yourself a bike gang.
It happens
gang. No.
To people sometimes.
She's
no, it's
falling.
True.
She's falling.
Oh, no, she's still falling.
She's still falling.
Oh, God, someone get under her. Get under there.
Put your foot out.
I can't.
You're
it's trapped.
Still
it's trapped.
Fine.
I'm pulling. I'm pulling my foot. I'm heading to the ground. Someone stop me. Oh, God, catch me. Catch me.
Ay, 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 Clarky. Anyway.
I don't know. Anyway, it's something I look forward to enjoying well into my ancient history. You know what I mean? Like, I well into my, or not, whatever the opposite of history is, well into my ancient future as I get
more
ancient.
Crossed over into, clearly they're big, and probably they're unable to, like everything else, you probably can't even find them for purchase, but it seems to be the hot item.
Right. No, well, they're really fun. They are, except, you know, be careful on curbs. Maybe wear bubble wrap. I don't know.
Or cross them at an angle. I don't know.
Yes, right. Or turn your wheel so that it climbs it instead of just parallels it. Your grasp of what happened to me is actually quite astounding.
I've been riding bikes since I'm a little boy. Oh, yeah. In fact, if you want to hear one of the funniest things that my brother did, so when I was a kid, I don't know what age exactly this all happened. My best friend, Jason Sisko, who you've met, his dad, Doyle, owned a bike shop. It was Irvine Cyclery or something like that. And his dad and my dad were buddies. And at one point, Doyle decided to change locations and my dad jumped in. I don't know for how much, but they became partners in a bike shop. And my dad was partly in.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's an interesting fact.
So he sort of owned a bike shop, kind of. It was really Doyle's, but we were
party to it, right?
Some part of it, right? Anyway, the bike shop, because we all raced BMX or we were getting into it, they had a little team and they had these shirts and a logo. And my brother went back. This is Nicholas, my youngest brother. Went back into our photo albums and found an old Irvine Bike Company jersey, the ones we used to race in. And had shirts made for everybody. And so...
Oh, my God. That's great. Yeah. Was this for Christmas?
This was for Christmas. So under
Vinny,
the tree,
great.
We open up the presents. And there's a shirt truly from my youth.
From your ancient history.
From ancient history that he'd had remade with the logo. And
the thoughtful.
Hassan on the back. And it was really, really a trip to just go like, whoa. Oh,
that is a great present. Oh,
so thoughtful.
God. So thoughtful.
I would have never thought of it. And I don't even know where he got them made. But
who all did he make them for? Like everyone in the fam? Or?
Yeah, for Keith and me. And then he sent the whole family here a shirt. No one will, you know, that's my history, not theirs. But we have four of them.
Oh, so my God. You guys need to take a family picture with that.
Probably will.
That's so great.
It was really neat.
Nick, that was a great... You know, Sandy, you must be so proud of your little Nicky. Morning, Sandy. How are you?
Sandy, you're listening? Sandy. We'll see if she texts. I don't think she will.
Well, anyway...
She doesn't like getting caught.
We've chewed through this break. That was fun. I feel exhilarated, just like I'm on my e-bike coasting down a hill. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Hump Day!
Hump Day!
Woo!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.